Let me take you back to 1976. I was completely ruled at that point by divination, as daily I would throw the Yarrow sticks and then read the I Ching, the Chinese Book of Changes, to try to find out what my life had in store. During that period, besides heavy drug use and living the lifestyle of a record producer and musician, I followed a complex astrological chart as one of my guides for living life. Like so many, I would have claimed to have been a Christian if anyone would have asked. But in reality, I really had no idea who the real Jesus was, that he loved me, or that God had a great plan for my life. The fact is that for each of us, Satan also has a master plan of trickery and deception, and is ever intent on making that the reality we surrender to. During that period, what was fast becoming known as the New Age movement was primarily a West Coast phenomena here in the United States. When referring to those often new and far out misunderstood spiritualities and practices, people often joke that, quote, all the fruits and nuts come from California, end quote. But during the 1960s and 70s, the mystic beliefs, given credence by a youth culture intent on allowing rebellion to dictate how they lived, moved northward, eastward, and around the planet, and became entrenched in the lives and the very fiber of a generation. Interstate 5 became the New Age corridor, with Seattle, Washington, where I lived, being the epicenter. This is Eric Barger. Stay tuned as today on Take a Stand Radio, we're going to shine the light of truth in on some of the darkest and most misunderstood arenas of what some people call New Age truth, and compare them to the absolute truth of God's Word, and see if they're actually just an old age deception.
It's time to Take a Stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
I am so glad you're joining me today here on Take a Stand Radio. Greetings, everybody. God bless each and every one of you across the United States and literally around the world as we broadcast on the Internet. Over the last 50 years, the Northwest in the United States has become a magnet for people from around the world seeking inner enlightenment and spiritual experiences offered by the gurus of the New Age movement. California, Oregon, Washington, they were then and they still are now hotbeds of New Age belief. The majority of those seeking New Age enlightenment were people who had been affected by the hippie movement in the 1960s, and I was certainly one of those. Intent on rebelling against the values, philosophy, economic system, and religious views of their parents, the lifestyle of choice in those days promised everything from free love to free enlightenment as the proliferation of Eastern philosophies became the foundation that many of us pledged to rebuild America on. During that period, just a few miles from where I lived, a young housewife had opened herself up to the ideas of pyramid power. And she would soon become a household name, literally around the world, at least in New Age circles. Now, millions have spent tens of millions of dollars following New Age trance channeler Jay-Z Knight and many other New Age channelers, mystics, and sages, who have become popularized as they've all chased what amounts to the voices from hell. Whether you're a skeptic as to the actual spiritual nature of the channeling movement, or just think it's an act, a show, or to extract money from the pockets of those enchanted with the prospect of secret wisdom and communication with otherworldly beings, the fact is that New Age channelers have been and continue to be more than just a passing fad. For many, listening to Jay-Z Knight and the other channelers have become what they perceive as the ultimate spiritual experience. Jay-Z Knight was born March 16, 1946, in Roswell, New Mexico, and we won't hold her birthplace against her, but there might be a clue there. Knight says that on February 7, 1977, a Sunday afternoon at 2:30, a being, an entity named Ramtha, entered her kitchen. He called himself the Enlightened One. He appeared to she and her husband and told her she was going to become his channel, his voice to the world. They lived in a trailer just outside Tacoma, Washington at that point. But it wasn't long before Jay-Z Knight had a rise to fame that has been unequaled by so many others around us in our culture today. She's been a teacher to the Hollywood elite, such as Linda Evans, the actress, and Shirley MacLaine, the award-winning actress, and now operates the Romptha School of Enlightenment from her chateau in Yelm, Washington, just 60 miles south of Seattle. I want to play a clip of Jay-Z Knight channeling Romptha so that you can get an idea of exactly what we're talking about here. I'll be right back.
I am a teacher and a god. I am a god because I experienced all of these things. And I am a teacher, not of truth, but of philosophy. I have already lived my truth. It's my truth. It's not yours. It's philosophically and theoretically yours to me, but not yet. So I must become the teacher. I must plant in your mind outrageous concepts that you should never be afraid of. You can never fail what I tell you is in front of you. You can never fail destiny when you accept it.
There was another clip I found that I wanted to play, but the audio quality was such that it was just unusable for radio. In it, Romptha leads the audience in a line-by-line prayer. First, Romptha declares that each person is divine or has divinity. And then the demon says this, declares, "My holy, holy spirit," speaking to himself or itself, "change my life," and the people all repeat after him, or it. It's hard to speak about it. It's a woman speaking for a man who actually is a demon. But it says, "My holy, holy spirit, change my life, for I will give you my will to do so. And to that, my beloved gods," plural, "I say I am awakening from the little god of my being, so be it." And then the audience that ranges from several hundred to several thousand people at her ranch goes crazy, gives themselves a hand, basically. One of the most troubling videos that I've seen, outside of seeing the elaborate labyrinth that is set up at the Romptha complex, at Jay-Z Knight's complex out in Yelm, Washington, is this particular video I watched. I saw about 20 videos or so that I did in doing the research for this particular broadcast this week. This was one produced in 2007 at Christmas time, produced by the Romptha School of Enlightenment. It was called Merry Christmas from RSE International, Romptha School of Enlightenment International. It starts with a Christmas carol, the First Noel. Now, I became incensed in thinking that here we are, a New Age trench channeler who believes everybody is a god, and they're using a hymn, a Christmas carol, that is sacred to so many of us who believe that Jesus Christ himself is God and that we worship him as God. But the First Noel plays in the background through this entire video. This particular video includes Knight as Romptha screaming to her audience, "Greetings, you Christs who have come." Now, I say that carefully because you have to understand she is calling them all Christ figures. Romptha is saying they're all Christ. Now, the crowd goes crazy. They lift their hands. They worship Romptha or themselves. You know, it's hard to say, but there's a worship experience going on. You watch them do this. She isn't the only person who's doing this kind of thing. Jay-Z Knight isn't the only person who's opened herself up to this. Many channelers have dotted the spiritual landscape since the New Age movement burst out of the back room of occult bookstores and into the mainstream of American life and the life of the world. Besides Jay-Z Knight, California housewife Penny Torres, Jack Purcells, James Van Praal, and the now-deceased cult leader Elizabeth Clare Prophet, there have been many, and until the Lord Jesus returns, there will be many others who will speak for the demonic. You know, Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet combined both Eastern and Western religious traditions, and they claim they were divine messages transmitted by the, quote, ascended masters as a group of disembodied beings. Some of them were known, some of them were not known. They ranged from Buddha and even Jesus Christ, they claimed, to an entity that was simply known as Ascended Master K-17, who was the head of the Cosmic Secret Service, if you can believe that. But obviously, a lot of people did believe that thing. And you know, a lot of the trans-channelers have said that they were channeling Jesus or speaking for Jesus, but every time we've checked this this out, it's, of course, someone who is completely changing what Jesus Christ said in the Word of God. It all comes back to using the Bible as the plumb line. We dare not get away from what the Scripture says. It's sad that so many people in evangelical circles today seem to think that they can just take what parts of the Bible they want and throw out the rest. We better take it all, folks, or as I've said so many times, we really won't take it at all. On page 88 of my book, Entertaining Spirits Unaware, The End Time Occult Invasion, I wrote this. In the 1970s and early 80s, few mediums claimed to be an actual physical voice or channeler for particular spirits of the dead. Mediumship had been a matter of contacting someone's departed loved one, or perhaps a famous figure from history, merely reporting what the, quote, spirits were saying, end quote. Channeling and the accompanying trance state of altered consciousness was going to take contacting the spirit realm to another plateau altogether. There are a few exceptions to the rule that I mentioned there in my book, which have now become the norm in occult circles. One would be now deceased Columbia University professor Helen Schuchman, who wrote what amounts to the New Age Bible called A Course in Miracles. And another was an author named Gene Roberts from Elmira, New York, who made famous the sayings of an entity named Seth. Roberts and her husband experimented with the Ouija board as part of a research that Roberts was doing for a book on extrasensory perception. And on December 2, 1963, they began to receive coherent messages from a male personality who eventually identified himself as Seth. Soon after, Roberts reported she was hearing messages in her head, and she began to dictate the messages and eventually abandoned the Ouija board. Roberts described the process of writing the Seth books as entering a trance state. She said Seth would assume control of her body and speak through her while her husband wrote down the words she spoke. Roberts also purportedly channeled the worldviews of several other people by using a typewriter to automatically write. This is a well-documented occurrence that she would simply hold her hand over the keys. One commentator said she could even drink coffee while doing so and have conversations with others. But as she held her hand over the keyboard of the typewriter, the spirit would actually move the keys of the typewriter and use it and type. Talk about being a medium. Again, in my book, Entertaining Spirits Unaware, I said this. After their first encounter with Seth, the Roberts recorded and chronicled over 1,500 experiences with the entity. Having turned away from Christianity into Eastern mysticism due to bad experiences while in a Catholic school, Jane Roberts began compiling the Seth materials in 1963 and continued until 1984 when she passed away. During that time, Seth channeled a total of 23 books totaling over 6 million volumes sold, as well as several tape series and interviews done through Jane Roberts. In 1972, the bestseller Seth Speaks catapulted Roberts into the national spotlight. Springing from the relativist theme that all humans actually create their own reality based on their personal beliefs, the Seth materials have been called the blueprint for the New Age, and rightfully so. Roberts' work continues to this day through the Seth Network International, headquartered in Eugene, Oregon. As of the year 2000, Roberts' widow, who was then 81, his name is Rob Butts, who incidentally still uses a Ouija board, was compiling and releasing between 8 and 10 new volumes of Seth material comprised from the first 510 sessions that Roberts had with the entity Seth, end quote. To get a grip on how important Gene Roberts' work was to the development of the New Age movement, one of the many Seth books published in 1994 contains testimonies from some of the most notable New Agers of our day: Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, Shakti Gawain, Dan Millman, Louise L. Hay, Richard Bach, and others expressed the effect that the Seth material had had upon them in their own awakening. In effect, the deception that has infected millions of people worldwide is the result of just a very few people who decided that experience trumped over truth and who relinquished control of their souls to be commandeered and used by the forces of darkness. Again and again, the information being disseminated by the channelers and mediums contradicts the Bible. It says that man is God. It claims there is no hell. It talks of reincarnation, universalism, and evolution. These are common themes spouted by the channelers while allegedly under the influence or control of the spirit. Spirits claiming to be Jesus are frequently heard of in channeling sessions, but as I mentioned, they never proclaim what the real Jesus did, and that is by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." It's amazing to me that the channelers love to quote Jesus, that New Agers ooh and ah by the ideas that Jesus gave, but when it comes to Jesus saying he's the only way, they want to throw him completely out of the room. Let me remind you that just because someone is having a spiritual experience doesn't mean that it came from God. In our culture, very sadly, people believe that experiences themselves bring validation. However, the scripture teaches us to be very, very picky about which voices we listen to and what we accept as truth. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 has got to be the plumb line that we stand on. It is our plumb line. By it, what is said there, we test all things, and we see what is true. We take apart that which is given to us to make sure that it lines up with the scripture. We see if it's true in part, or we see if it's a finely constructed counterfeit, a web that Satan wants to weave, and one he's woven quite successfully around the world. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says, "But though we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." That's the Apostle Paul speaking. And he's saying to the Galatians, if someone comes along, even an angel, if you have an experience with something that looks spiritual or claims to be good, he said, if it doesn't match the gospel that was already delivered to you, don't listen to it. He repeats himself in verse 9, and he says, "As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel than what you have received, let him be accursed." Now, Paul's saying if he came back, if the Apostle Paul came back on the scene and preached something different to them than what he already had delivered to them, they weren't to receive it. He has delivered to them the one and only gospel. There won't be two, there won't be three, there won't be five, 10, 100. There'll be one gospel. And he says, even if I or one of my associates come back and try to tell you something different or amend what we already said, don't buy it. There's only one gospel, one Savior, one Lord. There won't be multiples. Well, folks, let me reset the scene very quickly. This is Eric Barger, and you are listening to Take a Stand Radio. We're heard each week at this time on this station. I encourage you to go to our website. I haven't mentioned it yet today. Our website is ericbarger.com, ericbarger.com, ericbarger.com. We also have a special DVD of this material that I've been speaking from this week. And, of course, my book, Entertaining Spirits Unaware, would also be a great resource for you. But the DVD that we played parts of last week and the week before, and much of the material that's been formed out of, into this radio show, came from my DVD. The DVD is called New Age Truth or Old Age Deception? And we're, of course, answering that question. This is also the title of the series that we're in. This is week 3 of the series. If you want to catch up on what we talked about in weeks 1 and 2, completely different information. Of course, you can find us each week or anytime you like by going ahead and subscribing to our podcast, either through iTunes or through our RSS feed. We also offer a free newsletter, and if you're not already in our database, we're going to send you a free CD if you sign up for our newsletter and mark the appropriate spots there on the form that you'll find at our website, ericbarger.com. Just click on how you found us. If you found us on radio or television, then you click there, and we'll send you a free CD and info pack with newsletters and information about the ministry and some other materials that we think would be beneficial for you. So go to our website. Those who don't have internet access, of course, can call us at 214-289-5244. 214-289-5244. In the clip I played from New Age Trance Channeler Jay-Z Knight, I think you probably caught the common theme that was repeated, that man is God, that she is divine, that Ramtha is divine. This is the kind of thing that is spoken in words or in phrases that copy Christian terms. The difference is that Jay-Z Knight and so many others is addressing a crowd on the central theme of the New Age movement, and that is the idea that man is divine himself. You know, when I was a stoner years ago, and of course I got delivered from the drug use and all the stuff I was involved with, the very morning I was saved back in February 1981. But when I was a stoner, I imagine I probably would say stuff like, wow, far out, man, if I listened to what Jay-Z Knight is saying. This is still the attitude among some very bright, intellectual people that we see in the culture today. You don't have to be a stoner to buy into what the New Age movement is all about, because it is a spirit of deception that brings people into it. Many people in our culture have been schooled in the various unbiblical and anti-biblical worldviews that are being forwarded in today's education, in the media, and the entertainment world all around us today. The very crux of New Age popularity is based on the exact philosophy that our culture is chasing after, and that is the gospel of self. Mentioned that on last week's program. The New Age movement is truly the what can I get out of it religion for a generation that's intent on satisfying their every pleasure and every desire. And by the way, before I forget, one of the open doors that Jay-Z Knight had in her life, and maybe the way that Rompha actually gained access to her, was that she ascribed to the idea of pyramids and pyramid power. Let me remind you that those who ascribe to pyramid power believe the ideas that pyramids held supernatural powers, including the ability to keep food fresh for an inordinately long period of time, or to even give life. This is the kind of open door that we've got to be watchful for. Some of us, and I know there are people listening right now, you're still reading your astrology chart, you just get a laugh out of it, you don't think anything serious about it. Let me tell you something, folks. I used to be an Aries, and now I'm a Christian. I am dead serious about renouncing the whole zodiac chart system. I'm dead serious about renouncing listening to other voices that are not following what the scripture says. I am extremely serious about people renouncing the use of Ouija boards, tarot cards, and other implements that are used in the world of the occult. We need to be checking out our homes, checking out our lives, finding out what influences we have there. I suggest we rid our lives and homes and literally get the stuff out of our homes, such as occult books, if you have any. I would encourage you to get occult games off of your computer and stop playing them. I know that sounds like legalism, folks, but after all, the choices are pretty simple. Do you want the best God's got for you, or do you want to take a chance at inviting the powers of darkness to be at home? A choice that you have to make. It's completely in your hands, but the scripture certainly leads us the right direction. And as we talked about back in the last series we did on the world of the occult, and you can go back again and listen to that at our radio archives at ericbarger.com. It was called The End Time Occult Invasion. During those 4 weeks, we based that series on Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 12, where God clearly outlines his disdain, his complete detest, and his warning to us concerning the world of the occult. We need to get on God's page concerning what he says about the occult, and not what the world around us believes, not what our flesh says, not what our family says, and not necessarily what people at church say, but what God says. He has final say. That is the bottom line. Let me quickly sum up what we learned today. Rompha claims to be a teacher and a god. Teaches that truth is relative and personal. Teaches it's his job to plant outrageous thoughts in our minds, that we should never fear what he declares. And the single most poignant belief that Rompha proclaims is that every individual are themselves God too. Most importantly, what the channelers teach lead people into a godless, horrific eternity. And that's exactly why we're doing a series on the New Age movement. We'll have more next week. This is Eric Barger, and if you want more about how I got set free by the Lord Jesus Christ, make sure you visit ericbarger.com, click on my testimony, and you can either listen or read. This ministry is brought to you each week by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the free will gifts of our supporters and our friends. I hope you'll join me again next week. God bless you, and have a great week.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485 Rowlett, Texas 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week and encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
Hello, friends. This is Eric Barger. If you believe that bold, cutting-edge programs are important, then I encourage you to help us with Take a Stand Radio. Besides the many ongoing expenses of ministry, the purchase of radio time is a real step of faith for us, and I'm counting on our CSN listeners to help with the cost of presenting this outreach each week. A great way to support Take a Stand is by ordering the materials offered on the broadcast, such as my DVD teaching, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception that we featured today. This video will help warn and educate your family and church and would serve as a great resource to share with anyone who's embraced New Age philosophies. The complete message is also available on audio CD as well. To order your copy or to contribute to Take a Stand, simply visit ericbarger.com or call 214-289-5244. Thanks for letting us hear from you today.